An Iraq war veteran and a mother of two were named Sunday as two of the three victims of a shooting rampage at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs. John Aking told the Denver Post that his daughter, 36-year-old Jennifer Markovsky, died while accompanying a friend to the clinic. He described Markovsky as a kind-hearted, lovable person with two children. Kayari Stewart was also accompanying someone at the clinic when he was killed, according to Amber Butler, who spoke on behalf of the 29-year-old's family. The Iraq war veteran had recently left the military and leaves behind two young daughters in Texas, where he grew up. Butler said he used to write her letters from Iraq that detailed the horrors of fighting on the front lines. She last spoke to him on Thursday when he sounded upbeat to be spending Thanksgiving with friends. Also killed in the shootout was 44-year-old University of Colorado police officer Garrett Swazi, who was remembered by parishioners at the non-denominational Hope Chapel Sunday as a trusted partner in prayer and a champion athlete. Swazi's widow, Rachel Swazi, said in a statement Sunday that his last act was for the safety and well-being of others. She says the family will cherish memories of him tossing the football with his son and snuggling with his daughter. The community also honored Garrett Swazi at two vigils Saturday. Colorado Springs police say they will not disclose why the gunman opened fire Friday. Police in a statement Sunday said they're sealing the warrants related to the case against 57-year-old Robert Lewis Deere. They say they are not providing information on the weapon used in Friday's shooting, a timeline of events, or a motive of the suspect. That will continue to stoke speculation about what led to the shooting that killed a police officer and two other people. Deere is scheduled to make his first court appearance Monday afternoon. This article posted by the Associated Press.